Hello everyone, welcome to Auntie Mimi's Story House.
I'm Auntie Mimi.
I'm Apple Kate.
It's our story time.
各位大小朋友，大家好，欢迎来到咪咪的英文故事屋。
我是咪咪，
我是苹果凯特。
欢迎和我们一起来听好听的故事，还可以学英文哦。
耶、yeah! ！
上次咪咪有说到野兽 Beast 为美女 Belle 准备一间有着许多花和书的房间，还说如果 Belle 不希望她在旁边一起吃晚餐， Beast 就会离开。 Belle 感到 surprised， 因为她没有想到野兽人还不错，很 nice 哦。
Man, the Beast is a gentleman.
That's right. He also has a good manner. 野兽不但很绅士，而且也很有礼貌哦。那我们就一起来听 The Beauty and the Beast 第三集，也就是最后一集的大结局哦。 Let's continue the last episode of Beauty and the Beast.
Ready, steady, here we go.
Beauty and the Beast Episode 3 美女与野兽第三集。 Beast prepared everything for Belle. He was nice to BellEvery night, the Beast said goodnight to Belle. Belle enjoyed her life in the castle. She and the Beast became good friends. 我们来看这边 ,prepared, 就是 prepare, P-R-E-P-A-R-E, 就是准备的意思。Beast 为 Belle 准备好一切的东西，所有的东西。Everything, E-V-E-R-Y-T-H-I-N-G,就是所有的东西，一切的意思。Nice, N-I-C-E, 我们教过很多遍了，就是很好的意思。He was nice to Belle. 野兽对 Belle 很好哦。Night, N-I-G-H-T, 就是晚上。Good night, 就是晚安的意思。每个晚上 Beast 都跟 Belle 说 good night. Every night, Beast said good night to Belle.这边你也可以说 The Beast said goodnight to Belle every night. Every night 可以放前面或是后面，就是每个晚上的意思。Belle enjoyed her life in the castle. Castle 就是城堡，我们教过很多遍咯。Enjoy, E-N-J-O-Y, 就是享受、喜欢的意思。但是跟 like 不太一样哦，因为它还有享受的意思。She and the Beast became good friends. Became 就是 become, B-E-C-O-M-E, 变成。他跟野兽变成了好朋友，好朋友是 good friends. Friend, F-R-I-E-N-D, 很多好朋友，所以要加 S, friends. 好，那我们接下来看。They chatted together, read books together,played the piano together and sang together. As days passed, Belle was no longer afraid of Beast. Belle missed her father very much and felt sad. 我们来看这边 chatted 就是 chat, 聊天 C-H-A-T, chat, 聊天 read 就是看书阅读的意思。在这边因为是发生在过去，因为我们说故事都是发生在过去，拼法也是 read, R-E-A-D, 但是要念成 read, 因为是过去式。Piano, P-I-A-N-O, 就是钢琴。弹钢琴叫做 play the piano。我们弹奏乐器都是用 play 这个字 ,P-L-A-Y, play。而 play 有玩的意思哦。Sing, 就是 sing, S-I-N-G, 唱歌的意思。S-A-S,就是当什么什么的时候 S Days 就是日子 D-A-Y 很多天，所以要加 S Days Pass 就是过去的意思 P-A-S-S Pass As days passed 就是当日子一天天的过去。 No longer 就是不在的意思。 No 就是 N-O Longer L-O-N-G-E-R 就是不再怎么样的意思。As days passed, Belle was no longer afraid of Beast. 随着日子一天天的过去啊， Belle 已经不再害怕 Beast， 因为你看他们变成好朋友了，他们一起聊天 They chatted together， 一起看书 Read books together， Played the piano together， 一起弹钢琴，还有一起唱歌 And sang together。 可是啊，当 Belle 想起了他的爸爸，他就很难过，因为他见不到他的爸爸。 Miss M-I-S-S 是想念， Belle missed her father。 Belle 想念他的爸爸，而且是非常想念， very much 就是非常的意思。 Belle missed her father very much， 他就感到很难过。 Felt F-E-L-T 就是感到的意思，也就是 feel F-E-E-L。 Sad S-A-D 就是难过的意思，我们教过很多遍咯。Belle asked Beast to let her go home. Beast said,
Of course you can go, but please promise me that you will come back.
I promise I will come back soon, said Belle.
Beast gave Belle a ring. After she put on the ring, she returned back to her home.
我们来看这边 ask, A-S-K 是问，这边是要求的意思。 Belle 要求 Beast 让他回家， Let 就是让 L-E-T， Her 是女生的她 H-E-R， Go home 就是回家。而 Beast 就说，好啊， Of course you can go， 当然你可以回家， Of course 就是当然的意思，但是请答应我你会很快的回来。 Belle 就说，我答应你我会很快的回来。我们来看 promise 这个字，就是答应承诺的意思， P-R-O-M-I-S-E promise。 Please promise me that you will come back， 就是请答应我你会回来哦。因为 Beast 很怕 Belle 回到家里之后就忘记他了，就不会回来找他了，所以他这么要求他。而 willW-I-L-L 是未来以后将要的意思，也就是用在英文的未来式，英文有过去式现在式也有未来式哦。我们来看 promise 的例句， I promise I will be good mom， 妈妈我答应你我会乖乖的。 Come back 就是回来的意思， Soon S-O-O-N 很快。 A ring R-I-N-G 戒指，这个字秘密在浪子回头那篇有教过哦。 After 就是在什么什么之后的意思，英文和中文的句子用法有时候顺序正好相反，所以呢会先说之后怎么怎么样再说句子。像这一句 After she put on the ring, she returned back to her home. 当 Belle 戴上了一个戒指之后，她就回到她的家了。而这个戒指是Beast 给他的，一戴上戒指就会回家，这个戒指有点像是魔戒的感觉哦。
When Belle's father saw her, he was very happy. Belle had a good time with her father and sisters, and she forgot to go back to the castle. Belle missed the Beast. One night, she dreamed that Beast was fainted.
Oh, no!
Belle screamed. Belle said goodbye to her father and her sisters. When she put on the ring, she returned to the castle.
我们来看这边。Had a good time, 就是 have a good time, 就是玩得很开心的意思。
Forgot, 就是 forget, 忘记。F-O-R-G-E-T,
忘记的意思。
Dream,D-R-E-A-M
就是做梦梦到的意思。
而 faint F-A-I-N-T faint 则是昏倒的意思。 scream S-C-R-E-A-M 则是尖叫的意思。
Belle 的爸爸看到 Belle 回到家，他非常的高兴，而 Belle 跟他的爸爸还有姐姐们有一段非常开心的时光，而他就忘记了要回去城堡找 Beast。 但是呢 Belle 很想念 Beast。 有一天晚上 他做梦梦到 Beast 昏倒了，他就说哦不，他就大声的尖叫吓到了。 Belle 就跟他的爸爸还有他的姐姐们说再见。 Belle said goodbye to her father and her sisters. 当他又戴上了戒指， When she put on the ring, she returned to the castle. 当他又戴起戒指，他就回到了城堡，因为这个戒指能够带着他很快的到一个目的地哦。我们接着来看， Belle saw the beast lying on the ground. The beast got ill while waiting for Belle to come back to him. Belle said, Dear beast, I'm back. Please wake up. I love you. 我们来看这边， Lying 就是 lie， 躺下来的意思，躺着的意思， L-I-E。 Ground 是地上， G-R-O UND, ground. 他就看到 Beast 躺在地上，因为呢 The Beast got ill while waiting for Belle to come back to him. Beast 生病了，在什么时候生病呢？在等着 Belle 回来找他的这个时候，他就病倒了。 Ill, I-L-L 是生病的意思，也可以说 sick, S-I-C-K, sick 是同一个意思哦。 Wait for就是等待， W-A-I-T 是等待的意思， Come back 刚刚有讲过就是回来，而 Wake up W-A-K-E Wake Wake up 就是醒来的意思。 Belle 一看到 Beast 躺在地上，他就很伤心，因为他生病了躺在地上。 Belle 就说 Beast 赶快醒过来啊，我回来了，我爱你啊。I love you 就是我爱你的意思。当 Belle 这么说的时候，会发生什么事情呢？ Belle's tears dropped on the beast's cheek. Suddenly, the beast's face started to glow, and he became a handsome prince.
Oh, dear Belle, an evil witch turned me into a beast. Your true love for me has broken the spell. I love you, he said.
Belle and the Beast got married and lived happily ever after.
我们来看这边， tear, T-E-A-R 就是眼泪， tear, drop, D-R-O-P 是滴到、掉到的意思， drop, cheek, C-H-E-E-K 是脸颊， face, F-A-C-E 是脸， start, S-T-A-R-T, start 是开始的意思。Glow, G-L-O-W, 闪亮、亮起来的意思。这边是说啊，当 Belle 的眼泪滴到 Beast 的脸颊，他的脸开始发亮了，而且突然间他变成了一个英俊的王子。而变成王子的野兽就跟 Belle 说，哦，亲爱的 Belle, 有一个很邪恶的巫婆 Evil Witch 把我变成了野兽，而你的真爱就打破了这样子的一个咒诅，我好爱你啊。 Belle 跟 Beast 后来就结婚了，并且过着幸福快乐的日子。 Belle and the Beast got married and lived happily ever after. Handsome, H-A-N-D-S-O-M-E, Handsome 是指英俊的、帅气的意思。 PrinceP-R-I-N-C-E 是指王子，而公主则是 princess。 Witch 我们之前学过，就是巫婆。 Broken 就是 break， 打破的意思，这边是指打破了诅咒，是 spell 这个字， S-P-E-L-L 就是巫婆会用咒语来诅咒一个人，王子就是被他诅咒，所以变成了 beast。 Got married就是 get married, 结婚， G-E-T, M-A-R-R-I-E-D 就是结婚的意思。 That's the end of the story. 现在咪咪就用英文把故事从头到尾念一遍，大小朋友们也可以练习听力哦。 Beauty and the Beast, Episode 3, 美女与野兽第三集。 Beast prepared everything for Belle. He was nice to Belle.Every night, the beast said goodnight to Belle. Belle enjoyed her life in the castle. She and the beast became good friends.
They chatted together, read books together, played the piano together, and sang together. As days passed, Belle was no longer afraid of Beast. Belle missed her father very much and felt sad. She asked Beast to let her go home.
Of course you can go, but please promise me that you will come back.
I promise I will come back soon, Belle said. Beast gave Belle a ring. After she put on the ring, she returned back to her home. When Belle's father saw her, he was very happy. Belle had a good time with her father and sisters, and she forgot to go back to the castle. Belle missed the Beast. One night, she dreamed that the Beast was fainted.
Oh, no!
Belle screamed. Belle said goodbye to her father and her sisters. When she put on the ring, she returned to the castle. Belle saw the Beast lying on the ground. The Beast got ill while waiting for Belle to come back to him. Belle's tears dropped on the Beast's cheek. Suddenly, the Beast's face started to glow, and he became a handsome prince.
Oh, dear Belle, an evil witch turned me into a beast. Your true love for me has broken the spell. I love you, said the prince.
Belle and the prince got married and lived happily ever after. That's the end of the story. Thank you for listening. 谢谢大小朋友们你们的收听。各位大小朋友，我们终于结束了 Beauty and the Beast 的故事了。The Beast 野兽啊，原来是因为被巫婆诅咒才变得比较凶，而且看起来很可怕。而 Belle 因为有个好心肠，不因为外表的关系而不和 The Beast 做朋友，反而因为野兽有着温暖的内心而接纳他，结果为自己带来了幸福。所以我们要多欣赏别人的优点哦。
It's a beautiful story, man.
Indeed, it is.欢迎留言或是写信告诉秘密你的想法。如果你喜欢我的故事哦，别忘了身边爱听故事也爱学英文的大小朋友们，大家可以在 Facebook、Instagram 上面追踪、按赞我们的故事屋内容，也请在 Apple Podcast 上面给我五星好评以及订阅哦，并欢迎以实质的行动赞助我，做出更好的内容。新的一年，秘密会继续说更有趣的故事给大家听哦。
See you later.
Goodbye.